No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.
Hello and welcome to this Brass Tacks podcast on news18.com. My name is Zucker Jacob. I anchor the Brass Tacks news show at 9:25 weeknights on CNN News 18. What are we looking at today? We're looking at a big announcement by the finance minister. Corporate tax rate has been lowered to just 22%. Effectively, corporates who used to be paying a rate of 30% plus will now be paying just a little over 25% if you add cess and surcharges to it. So this is the lowest that corporate tax rate has been in India in a long time. So what is the idea behind doing this? Because obviously this has happened in the middle of the year, it's happened outside of the budget, and it's happened through an ordinance, all of which are pretty significant, because usually direct taxes are changed during the course of the budget presentation, which is why, you know, we as individuals, salaried class, we always look forward to the budget. And the only thing that we look forward to the budget is whether there is any change in taxes. This time, they've managed to cut down what is effectively a direct tax, corporate tax, down to 22% outside of the budget and through an ordinance. So whenever Parliament meets next, this time in the winter session, they will have to approve this. Parliament will have to approve this. The intent is very clear. The government realizes there is a problem in the economy. There is a slowdown. Companies are not willing to invest as they used to before. And I think the government is trying to kickstart or revive animal spirits, as it's referred to in corporate India. So clearly, this will help corporates, no doubt about it. If you were to look at the supply side, there has been a serious dip in the investment cycle, because corporates are just not confident about their own future, their own outlook. So they're just being very safe, and they're not putting out money, they're not investing. And as a result, it's leading to a bit of a slowdown, certainly on the investment side. What this will do is it will put more money in the hands of corporates. Thereby, they can put some of that money back into investments for future. Those investments could potentially create jobs. And if it creates jobs, then the people who are out of jobs now can be employed. And if they have money in their pockets, then they can begin to consume. So then it becomes a virtuous cycle. And that's what the government is hoping to do by today's corporate tax cut. Could there be an income tax cut? Well, what the government has done today is an indirect measure, in as much as, like I said, this is the virtuous cycle that they're hoping to revive, so that investment gets kickstarted, so that jobs are created, and so that eventually the consumers benefit with more money in their pockets. Could there be a income tax cut? Well, you never know. With this government, you never know, because if they can cut direct taxes outside the budget in the middle of the financial year, and it is now applicable for the entire financial year starting from the 1st of April, they could very well change direct taxes too. They could very well change income tax. But I think the essence of the problem is twofold. One, like I said, is the supply side, in this case, the investment cycle, which will hopefully get kickstarted with this move. But there is also the consumption side, the demand side. People are not consuming. People are not buying stuff. If you go to rural India, for example, people are not buying, you know, essential stuff like toothpaste, and they're not buying shampoos, and they're not buying detergents. They're not buying, you know, essential stuff that's required to run a household. If you look at urban India, people are not buying cars. Cars, for example, have fallen to what was it, a 20-year low in the last month's sales. So all of that could possibly change. The consumption side could change, but it will take time. It's not going to suddenly revive itself. You know, if you think that during the festive season, suddenly people will start buying cars, I'm not sure that that's going to be quite the case, because people buy, especially, you know, big ticket investments like cars or heavy duty consumer durables, or even homes for that matter, not based on their current income. They buy it on the basis of confidence that their income is going to increase in the future, in the years ahead. So if I'm earning 1 lakh rupees now, I am confident that by next year or 5 years down the line, I can get to 2 lakhs or 2.5 lakhs. That's why I commit to a mortgage of 30 lakhs or 40 lakhs. And that's why I commit to a car loan of 10 lakhs. It is not just about my current income, it's my confidence in my future income. And I think that confidence is what needs to be revived. That consumer confidence needs to get revived. Only then are you going to see these animal spirits kick in. Only then are you going to see the India story turn around. And boy, do we need a turnaround quite quickly. So that's going to be one big focus story on Brass Tacks. The other big story is that we've got this big sting operation, which my colleague Sahil has done. Everybody's been talking about this new amended Motor Vehicles Act, the huge fines, the hefty challans. You've seen all kinds of, you know, heavy-duty challans from 1 lakh to 50,000 to 60,000. So Sahil did a very simple sting operation. He went to a court, a local court in Ghaziabad here in Uttar Pradesh, where all of these challans come up. So if you get challaned, the new rules, as per the new rules, there are some fines that you can pay directly to the policeman who catches you, or otherwise you can say that I will pay this challan in court. So the matter will come up in court, maybe a month or 2 months later. You have to show up in court, and then you pay the fine in court, and then you get your license back. So what Sahil did is he went to one of the courts in Ghaziabad, the lower courts where these traffic challans pile up, and he did a sting operation, spoke to some of these lower level officials who work in these courts, clerks, etc., peons, who basically, you know, for a sum of money said that, look, we can get your challan out of the records. So it will never appear in your records that you got caught for driving without a license or driving without wearing a seatbelt or without wearing a helmet. So that record will cease to exist. They will simply take the challan out and you have to pay them a bribe. So many people are resorting to this because of the hefty nature of the fines, because you have to pay 10,000 rupees, for example, if you're caught drunk driving. In this case, if you pay 2,000 or 3,000 rupees to a tout or a broker or even a low-level official in one of these courts, then he or she will then help take that challan out and remove that record in a way that it doesn't reflect on your driving record. So this is the sting operation he's done. And this is the flip side to the Motor Vehicles Act, that how we in India, we love our jugaad. So Indian people, we love to, you know, circumvent the system. We love to go around, whether it's through bribes or whether it is through, you know, corrupt officials, or whether it is just, you know, finding a way to circumvent the system. And that's what this sting exposes. So we'll be looking at that as well tonight at 9:25 p.m. Remember the name of the show. It's Brass Tacks. There's no debates, no bias. It's just the news as it was meant to be and as it should be. 9:25 weeknights on CNN News 18. I'm Zakir Jacob signing off. For the rest of the news, you can always go to news18.com.
No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zakir Jacob.